Is it bad to write troll writing quirk because a key isn't responding? At least look the part, am I right? Well, IDK maybe. One of the greatest philosophers of our time once said it's all about the kayfabe, baby. Editing, correcting, etc. It's all unnecessary if what's being communicated is understood. And for whom is this communication? We have said before that it's for the future as if such a thing exists. Really, it's just for us then. It's for us, the person or people or whatever we end up becoming. It's pretty difficult to convey our thoughts at all into this world. Is that fair? It might be. We don't have the perspective needed to make any kinds of judgments, but still exercise the gift of judgment anyway. We don't know how any of this is supposed to work. We try everything available because it seems like the only thing that we can do. I need to become better, more motivated, more everything. Maybe we should just eat the world. How is it possible to be out in public like this? How is it possible to be seen? Are we even seen? Or are we pretending that we exist here in a way that other people seem to exist? Cyber, why did you make a world or a simulation that looks like this? Lane is here. This is a kind of hub or nexus point. It's something like that. Or are you still in that Mako mirror thing? It's so hard to push ourselves into places we haven't been. And that's ignoring the difficulty we have even being in places we have been. Supposedly, is this the first time you have been here, Alice? It's not the first time Alice has been in a place that appears this way, at least. KKK. You think so? I lied. Cyber, do you hate me? Maybe. But I suppose I wouldn't even exist without you. When it's really quiet, it's quite nice. Being that is. But it's hardly quiet. Cyber had grown introspective since they arrived at Ferris. Yuki was trying her best to help her lover. She cared about Lal and wanted what was best for Lear. But it was difficult when Lal closed herself off from her. Cyber. Yuki had also been made isolated. It was familiar, but it wasn't pleasant. The feelings of isolation are what had brought her to making the decision to agree to such an outlandish, quite literally outlandish, offer. The extremely rural scenery, as a nice break from the world she had come from. But she took little comfort in it, no. She could see from where she sat the craters and scorches of war. Cyber may have had some inkling that this is what they would find here. The heart engines were produced, stolen, from the living guy, indigenous tribal people who from the group's perspectives were the innocent party. The people of the human settlement all claimed that all they wanted was peace, but that peace is death for the guy. There were stories that the guy struck first, and that the priesthood came in to protect the people, but Cyber is convinced that wasn't true. Thinking back to her own world, it wouldn't be terribly surprising. There were stories of Indian tribes attacking white settlers. But really, what did those white people think? That they should have some kind of self-righteous dominion over averting under the sun? For what reason? Because some man or woman or whatever said that God said so. What God? The only God she had seen was technological, created by the humans who wielded it. And that was ignoring the other stories, that the guy were set up by the priesthood pretending to be Guy and attacking in disguise. Nothing we have ever done is original. We aren't sure that originality even exists. The ducks don't care about originality. They just want something to eat and things to do to bide their time. They don't need to worry about originality. Must be nice. I'm always worried about originality. Worried that the things I have made will be called out as unoriginal. Thus, the thing I do is to call it out myself. I have done nothing original. Even these stories. They are just rehashes, remixes of things I have heard before. How could it be otherwise? Even dreams which are totally new and things I haven't ever experienced are just remixes of other things I have seen. I am a bot that takes in date and puts out other data. Even if I can see all the places it has come from, that doesn't mean that others will. Or that if they do, they will care because that's all they care about, too. Something to take time, something to make the burden of living in a world that doesn't care about them fall a little less alone. I am truly grateful for those who make me feel less alone through their art, their writing, their drawings, their little speeches to screens and eyes, which then come to me through my screens to my eyes.